The survivors of law enforcement officers and firefighters who die in the line of duty continue to face uncertainty over health insurance. That's because the two houses of the legislature couldn't agree on a bill to provide benefits during the recent special session. Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO in Juneau reports.
State Trooper Sergeant Patrick Scott Johnson was just 2.5 years from ensuring that his family would have health benefits through age 65 when he and Trooper Gabe Rich were killed in a shooting in 2014. This left Johnson's widow, Brandy, fearful she would lose health coverage. Since then, the administrations of Governor Sean Parnell and Bill Walker have extended insurance to the survivors of Johnson, Rich, and Trooper Tage Toll, who died in a helicopter crash in 2013. And while they'll have coverage through next June, Johnson says it's uncertain beyond then.
It's frustrating. I am not the type of person to, ask for things, but this is something that my husband would have earned for our family. And for me to have to ask for something that I feel he's already earned, it's kind of humiliating in a way.
She and the other families supported legislation that would make this coverage permanent, saying they were doing it for future survivors of those who die in the line of duty. The legislature failed to pass that bill in the regular session that ended in May, so Governor Walker included it in his call for the first special session this year. House Bill 4002 would limit benefits to surviving spouses for 10 years or remarriage, and to children until age 19 or 23 for college students. The House passed it 34-0 on Saturday and adjourned. But senators in the majority caucus say the House gave them no time to review what it had done. And since the House left Juneau, the Senate wouldn't have been able to make changes. So the Senate adjourned on Sunday without passing the bill. This procedural disagreement upset survivors. Toll's widow, Nikki Toll, says the two houses should have worked together.
Politics is a fickle thing, and we're the ones learning. And it's hard to put into words that frustration.
Walker decided against including the bill in his call for another special session starting on July 11th. A spokeswoman said the session is limited to those bills directly related to the governor's fiscal plan. Johnson says Walker should have added the bill to the session, considering how close it was to passing. Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Geisel says the Senate supports the governor's actions to provide benefits to survivors. And she noted the legislature provided funding for the benefits in the budget starting July 1st. But she says the Senate wasn't given time to work on the bill.
The Senate was prohibited from making any changes in the bill or having any input into it because of the fact that the House had adjourned.
Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Garrett expresses concern about what the inability to pass the bill would mean for the special session, when the legislature will work on more contentious issues.
If you take any signals from the Senate Republican refusal to pass the easiest bill to help survivors of killed troopers and firefighters and police, it's a dysfunctional place where bills are getting blocked, even the easy ones. So that's going to be a tough lift.
Geisel says it was the Senate that led the work on major bills that passed this year, including reforms to criminal justice and Medicaid that will save the state money. If Walker doesn't add the bill to the special session agenda, the legislature won't be able to consider it again until next session in January. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.